Welcome to Pebbles of Truth, hosted by Dr. Bruce McCracken, founder and president of House on the Rock Family Ministries. Our hope is that these biblical principles and practices, these Pebbles of Truth, will help you strengthen your marriage and family. To learn more about this program, visit us at www.pebblesoftruth.com. When was the last time you said thank you to your spouse for all that they do for you? Or when did you last say, honey, I'm so blessed to be married to you? Good afternoon, and welcome to Pebbles of Truth, the radio feature of House on the Rock Family Ministries. This month of January, we're talking about our New Year's resolutions to give our marriage a boost. We started with some foundational ones last week, so if you missed those first ones, be sure you go out to our website, pebblesoftruth.com, and get caught up. Well, Bruce, sounds like you're going to be smacking me a little upside the head today.
Well, I think we'll be smacking a lot of us upside the head, so we need to get to the back of the line. But all this, Jeff, I want you to know, is smack me first. But you're so right. All of us who are married tend to take our spouses for granted. And if we're honest with ourselves, there isn't a person on earth that we take more advantage of than our life mates.
So what do we do about that?
Well, today I want to share with us two little things with our listeners that will make a big difference in all of our marriages.
Okay. Well, what's the first one?
Well, let's start by looking for all the little things that our partner does for us that we could say thank you for, and maybe to write them a note or send them a text or make an effort to say thank you. We all want to feel loved and appreciated and cared for. And I was in a men's meeting the other day when a guy shared a very profound and humorous story that relates a little bit.
Okay, well, why don't you share it with us?
Well, you know, he said he was getting dressed, and as he reached into the undie drawer, you know, the thought crossed his mind, my wife is so nice, she washes and folds my undies every week. So after he got dressed, he went downstairs and he gave her a big hug and a kiss, which surprised her a little bit, and she said, what's that for? And he said, for washing and folding my undies every week of our married lives. Honey, I am truly blessed.
Ah, so he was thanking his wife for a thankless job.
Exactly. You know, and what are those little mundane things that our spouses do for us on a regular basis that go unacknowledged? You know, she washes the clothes or makes the meals, or he gasses up the car and takes care of it. All these tend to be branded as non-eventful, life-sustaining tasks. You know, they're the very ones that we need to be thankful for and grateful for, because what would our lives look like without them being done?
Okay, so look for ways to say, thanks, honey, you're amazing, every day. What's another little thing we can do?
Well, this is going to be a little tougher, Jeffy, right for it?
Well, I think so.
Kiss your spouse.
Seriously?
Yep, I am. You'd be surprised how many of us aren't smooching out there. And, you know, we come home after a long day of work and we don't greet each other with a little kiss. It's not a priority to greet one another. And here's a fun little fact that both of us are working on dropping some pounds, you know, but we burn 3 calories per kiss.
So, hey, there you go.
Do the math, make kissing part of our weight loss program. But seriously, you know, we all want what a kiss means more than we want a kiss. And that kiss means that I love you. So this little kiss helps us communicate that message that I love you. And it's a vital message for each of us as husbands and wives to hear after a long day of being beat up by the world and work or parenting and she's feeling unattractive. It's always nice to get a little kiss and an I love you.
Well, you know, Bruce, another great way that you can grow your marriage is to come out to a House on the Rock retreat.
That's a great idea, Jeff. We have 3 of them coming up this spring. First one's at the end of the month, January here, and we're playing a little bit off the State of the Union, the President's Address every year, and we just thought we'd ask couples to do, what's the state of your union?
Very good. I like that information. What else do we have?
Well, in March, we have the Seasons of Marriage, which traces couples through the 5 basic seasons from young love all the way to transcendent love. And Karen and I just enjoy doing that one because we're in the last season of our life, but it's fun to talk to couples about how they go through their seasons.
Okay. And the final one that's coming up?
We have some guest speakers, Kate and Brad Aldrich, and they're going to be talking about the marriage bed and the whole idea of the physical relationship in marriage and how we can improve that and make that better.
Awesome. And you can always go out to fantheflamedates.com and check out all the information that's there. Click on the information to see when the retreats are, what's taking place. We'd love to have you come join us. Next week, we'll continue our theme of building marriages, but until then,
let's keep building our house on the rock.
You have been listening to Pebbles of Truth, a ministry of House on the Rock. To hear this program again or for additional information, please visit us online at www.pebblesoftruth.com.